Dear students, let us learn the story Wonder Bowl. The Wonder Bowl. The old couple, Philemon and Baucis, lived in a hut on a mound. They worked hard in their farm and were only able to get as much food as they need. Yet, they were so kind that they would never let any stranger who came to their doors to go without food. They welcomed the guest with joy and shared their meal with them. One evening, they finished their supper and sat at the door. Suddenly, they heard the barking of dogs and shouting of boys in the village. Soon, the noise grew louder. Philemon saw two strangers at whom the village boys hooted and dogs barked. Philemon said to his wife,
"Look at these boys. They ill-treat the poor strangers. I shall go and bring them. You go and see if there is any food to give them."
Philemon went down to meet the ragged newcomers. He drove back the dogs and said,
"Welcome, strangers."
He took them into the poor cottage and made them sit at the table. They looked very tired. Baucis placed a small bowl of milk on the table and said, "This is all that I have for you, sirs. How I wish you had come a little earlier. We would have shared our supper with you."
"Don't worry, good lady,"
said one of the guests.
"All will be well. Your kindness makes this drink a feast to us. We are pleased with your hospitality."
Baucis poured the milk from the bowl into two cups and placed them before the guest. They drank the milk and later, one of them asked for some more. Baucis in confusion said,
"Sorry, my dear guest. There is hardly a drop left in this bowl."
"Why?"
cried the guest, taking the bowl.
"There is milk in this bowl, as much as we want."
So, saying, he filled not only his cup, but also his friend's. Baucis was astonished as the guests filled their cups again from the bowl. She could hardly believe her eyes.
"They are not ordinary men,"
whispered Baucis to her husband.
"Yes,"
he replied.
"They must be angels from heaven come to bless us."
"Good mother," said the guest,
"we thank you for your kindness. May your bowl full of milk always."
Then they went to bed. Philemon and Baucis could hardly sleep because of the wonder that the strangers had worked with the bowl. The guest arose early next morning and got ready to go. Philemon and Baucis walked out with them for a short distance.
"Good, Philemon and Baucis,"
said one of the guests.
"We are God's messengers. We are much pleased with your kindness. Ask for anything you like. We shall have it."
The old couple looked at each other. After a moment, Philemon said,
"Good angels, we wish to die together."
"Be it so," replied the angels. "There is your home. Live in it as long as you desire and come to heaven together."
Old Philemon and Baucis were astonished to see their poor cottage turn to a grand mansion. When they turned round to thank the angels, they saw nobody there. They humbly prayed to God and lived in their mansion, doing good